The 14th Dalai Lama lives in India, but he's rarely in the news here. He seems to count for much more in places like New York and Vancouver and Berkeley, where his talks pack stadiums. India gave him shelter when he fled the Chinese in 1959. But the Dalai Lama keeps a low profile in India, partly to avoid embarrassing his hosts. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In 2008, when the world's attention was on Beijing for the Olympics, activists in Tibet rose in protest. Activists in India decided to stage a march to Tibet. Filmmakers Tenzing Sonam and Ritu Sarin documented that story in The Sun Behind the Clouds, screening at CamFest 2014 in the Bay Area. There was no chance India would allow the marchers to cross, but the marchers believed in the cause, says Tenzing.
And in fact, a lot of the people who volunteered for the march did actually believe that they were going to cross the border into Tibet. I mean, they sold all their possessions, they closed their homes down. I mean, as far as they were concerned, they were going to go to Tibet.
The Dalai Lama wouldn't bless the march, even though it was for Tibet.
No, not only did he not bless the march, he expressly asked them to stop on two occasions. He called the organizers of the march and said, "This is a bad idea, stop." But amazingly, and for the first time, I would say, in recent Tibetan history, they didn't listen to his appeals and they continued to march.
The Dalai Lama is their leader, but Tibetans understand his hands are tied, as a Free Tibet activist tells Ritu and Tenzing.
I think the movement's become too centered on the person of the Dalai Lama. And he is the first person to say, "This issue is not about me. This issue is about a nation."
The Dalai Lama preaches the middle way.
"We are not seeking independence. We are very much happy remain within the People's Republic of China."
And the middle way has been a dead end. And Tibetans are frustrated, even though they revere the Dalai Lama, says Ritu.
To get all the Tibetans to be together, to bind them together, the goal of independence is much stronger than the goal of middle way. What is the goal of a middle way? It's not something that people can dream about or pass on to their kids.
Independence might be the ultimate dream, but the real dream for many Tibetans in India is a visa for America. Tenzing and Ritu explore that restlessness in their feature film, Dreaming Lhasa, also showing at CamFest.
"You have to be careful with these guys from Tibet."
"What are you talking about?"
"I bet he thinks you're a good passport to America."
In India, Tibetans might feel not Indian enough, as one character tells another in Dreaming Lhasa.
"You know, these Indians, they think they own the place."
"This is India. They do own the place. We're the ones who don't belong."
In India, Tibetans are unlikely to encounter actual Chinese. However, in America, that can happen, as it did when the Olympic torch was passing through San Francisco and Tibetans tried to protest. Ritu remembers.
"But the surprising thing for us was also to see the Chinese who were there. Some of them had been brought in busloads and they had their bags with them. So obviously the consulate had organized that. And the others were students, I think, for the most part. And they really, really believed their own country's, the Chinese propaganda. And they were really mad and calling the Dalai Lama a liar." And
"Dalai Lama! Dalai Lama! Stop lying! Stop lying!
Dalai is a liar! Dalai is a liar!"
I think what's happened after that is the Dalai Lama has really promoted the idea of Chinese-Tibetan dialogue, because of course finally the solution has to be found between the Tibetan and the Chinese people, and it's so important to talk to each other. Whatever the final goal is, whether it's middle way or independence, finally the conversation has to begin.
In fact, if dialogue is to happen between Chinese and Tibetans, chances are it won't be in Dharamsala, India, or Beijing, China, but oddly in places far away like San Francisco. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.